Nova Twins Parallel Universe, and did I look up the album title between? No, so I'm going to do it right now. I believe it's pretty high in my Apple Music library, so just bear with me a little bit. All right. All right, so Nova Twins' new album is called... Oh, my God. Parasites and Butterflies, and I wanted to make sure I mentioned it because it absolutely rules, and you should go check it out as soon as you can. What is going on, everybody? This is a weird thing because it's solely based on a picture that I saw, and but I need to talk about it. Maybe I'll make it the art for this or something. But there's a photo going around from Washington, D.C. of military, National Guardsmen, I guess, patrolling the streets of Washington, D.C. Behind them on a large building is a huge American flag hanging and a gigantic image of Donald Trump's face on a banner that says American workers first. And it is truly one of the most chilling images I've seen in quite a long time. It looks like it's right out of it should be like a screenshot from a movie that's sort of set in fascist dystopia. You know, it's whatever they think is going on, or whatever whatever's going on down there is truly horrifying to behold and only seems to be escalating. And on that, I want to talk to you, Canadians. It's come to my attention that Canadians and British people and non-American people of all stripes have decided that what is a good thing to do is to start really kicking Americans while they're down and imply that they deserve what they're getting or that we are somehow superior to them. And I'm going to tell you all right now to cut that shit out. Absolutely cut that shit out. It is insane. The idea that people from one capitalist colonialist culture like Canada could claim any kind of moral superiority over America is laughable at best. I have said before that the U.S. is kind of the cartoon villain version, but Canada is the much more insidious villain version that has better PR, I guess. Our political leaders put on a more professional face while they do the same horrific stuff that Donald Trump does. And, you know, maybe it makes us feel a little better to dunk on Americans or whatever, but look, the fact is that down there right now, people are dying. Lives are being lost. Safety is completely threatened, especially for vulnerable folks like immigrants and queer people, trans people. We shouldn't be kicking them when they're down. We should be figuring out what the solution is and helping. It is truly wild to me to hear and to see Canadians and other folks from other colonizers deciding to take shots at a country suffering, as if we are not just as cartoonishly evil in our actions. We just reelected Polivier in a new riding, so maybe we don't get to throw stones at in the glass house kind of situation, you know. So, like I said, cut the shit. Either start helping people up or shut up. Because this nationalist superiority, it's exactly the same as the things that they are saying and doing. The people that you are supposedly making fun of with your holier-than-thou attitude about being Canadian, you're the same as those people. You just don't want to acknowledge that. All right? So, stop. I mean, whatever my voice is worth, stop. Because I know people down in the States, and they are afraid. And it's not a joke that they're afraid. So just get your shit together, everybody. All right? All right. We have got more music coming up. This one from Yves Tumor and Nina. It is called We Don't Count. And I hope you'll listen to it and get your shit together. All right, here we go. Yves Tumor and Nina. Nina and Yves Tumor, We Don't Count. You are listening to Sierra Moose Radio on CICK and five other stations, which is very cool to me. You're also possibly listening on CKXU, CKUT, CKMS. Oh, God. Okay. I need to actually do this properly. So just hold on a second while I bring this up, because it's actually important. It's not me not remembering the name of an album, which, it's not great either, but let me just, I need to do this properly, because all of these stations take a chance on my weird show, and I'm extraordinarily grateful. So I am home on 93.9 FM CICK. You can also catch me on CJSF in Burnaby, CKUT in Montreal, CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, CFUR in Prince George, CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario. Truly wild that many stations think that this is a good show. I'm on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. I need a Thursday and Friday slot so that I can dominate the week. So if you are at a different station and you want to play my show on Fridays and Thursdays, give us a call. I am an award-winning show. So, I mean, obviously the prestige is there also. Right? Is that Is that good? Do people like that? I don't know what that is. All right, folks. I watched the new Superman movie last week. I have feelings about it. Primarily that it's good, actually, and everyone needs to chill. There's been a lot made of this Superman movie being whatever woke or other dumb things that actually are nothing. And I watched it, and it was fun, which is truly something that I forgot superhero movies could be. I am so bored by the drudgery of superhero movies and the repetitive nature of them all. But this one, to me, felt like when Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, arrived in the kind of Marvel universe and really broke that up and felt like something new. You know, and, you know, the two sequels, whatever. But that first one came right at the right time. And that's what the Superman movie feels like. And it's great. I had a really good time watching it. It made me wish that I went to the movie theater. I don't really like the movie theater, but anymore. I used to love it, and it just loud people ruined it. Anyway, I recommend it if you haven't checked it out, or if you're like me and are someone who just cannot summon excitement about superhero movies anymore. Check out the Superman movie. It's fun. I think Nicholas Holt did a good job. I think the guy that played Superman did a good job. Everyone was fun in it, and everyone seemed to be having a good time. So, I do recommend it. I do think Nathan Fillion should go to prison for hair crimes. But other than that, you know, it's great. It was a good movie. I had a good time watching it. You know, so if you're on the fence or don't know or don't care, you could definitely do worse this year, movie wise. So, or, you know, it's better than the last few Superman movies that we've had, Zach. All right. So, check it out. Don't let the miserable dorks tell you it's bad, 'cause it's actually great. Mudvayne coming up here with Hurt People. They have it's a new single. I'm looking forward to checking this out, and, we will be back after it's all done. Watch Superman. It's good. Let's go. Mudvayne, hurt people. God damn. All right. I don't remember the last Mudvayne song I heard that went that hard. Okay. Okay, everybody. Still here, hanging out in my basement with my dog. Wow. Yeah, it's not going to be my basement for much longer. I've mentioned before, my wife and I bought a house in Hazleton and are moving in at the end of September, which is crazy and scary and also exciting. So who knows what setup I will have when we finally make the journey over to the other side. You are listening to Syrup Moose Radio. Thank you for doing that. This is a weird thing that I get to do every week, and I am so grateful if anybody listens to it even a little bit, and tells me, and even if they don't tell me, but if you listen to it and you get something out of it, to me, that is valuable. And, you know, maybe it's like you hang out with me and I show you some songs that I like from the last week or so. Maybe that's it. And, we need those people sometimes, I think. Yeah. Creeping up here on the end of the first hour, I've got one OK Rock and Grail Knights coming up. And I don't really have anything set to talk about. Yeah, this is cool. Ash and Paul, the band from Vancouver, just released their EP called False Idol Hollow Crown. I played the title track last week on the show, and I feature on the EP. I'm on the song Crows, so thank you so much to those guys for inviting me to do that. Very, very cool. I really, really loved being a part of that. And the album's getting really well reviewed at the moment, which is also extremely cool. Anyway, we're going to take a quick song break so that I can take my dog outside. This is One OK Rock with Q-U-R-I-O-S-I-T-Y. You may know it as Okada's entrance music if you're an AEW fan. This is the new entrance music that I wasn't sure about, but actually I think might be kind of good. And then we're going to come back, close out the hour, and listen to some Grail Knights. So keep it locked here on CICK or wherever you're listening from. Yeah. All right. This is it. This is One OK Rock. And we'll be back once that is finished and I'm good at these transitions. Here it comes right now. And go. Yeah, 용주는 담을 가야 너 불타오르는 방가 우리 지신 노린 이 고귀신 텐스도 아까만 살아 굿다가 다이가 오면 달라 굿다라 내지 밤라 서사이드로 그린 아이 브른 아이 라이폰 달래 이따 닥스 클라이버 이만한 지 카톨릭지 왔으면 나는 신호다지 룩아웃 스테이지 개토리 좀 꼬시 마르게 쓰리버나지 우린 너무 내놓나가 이틀 무슨 나부터 촉하 믿는 준비도 다 겸허 겪고 톱바 이 아빠 맡은 아시다 Say everything that you really fucking love I'm gonna fly out of time. Find your victim. One OK Rock Curiosity. It's good. I enjoyed it. I'm going to check out the rest of their album later on. I didn't know that they had one, but they do. So I'm going to have to give that a listen and maybe report back my findings later. If you're very well behaved, you are listening to Syrup Moose Radio on 93.9 FM CICK. You could, I suppose, also be listening to this in a few other places, and I think it's important to mention them as well. You could be listening on CJSF in Burnaby, CKUT in Montreal, CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta, CFUR in Prince George, and CKMS in Ontario. And wherever you are listening, I appreciate you, and I hope that you're having fun. I hope you're having a good show. If you are keen or interested in reaching out to me for some reason, you could do so very easily. You could go to themarsh.ca. Everything that you could ever want from me is there. I prefer it to literally everything else. I am on Instagram and Facebook and Blue Sky and TikTok and all that shit, and I don't enjoy any of it. But if you went to The Marsh, that would be very cool of you. You could also go to xadaa.substack.com and sign up for my Substack, because I'm trying that out now. Instead of like a newsletter. And so you'll get all kinds of stuff from me. Maybe you get some long form stuff from me. Who the hell knows? I appreciate you all the same. Themarsh.ca is where I live. And so that is where you can find me. So I hope you will. Guys, it's September. How the hell did that happen? We are now in September. People are going back to school. Summertime is over. We survived. We did not have as crazy a fire season as last year, I guess. And now we get to look forward to our month of fall, and then the winter comes back here in the north. So I hope you're all feeling stocked up and prepared. And I love the fall, so I'm hoping that it cools right the hell off. I think August got up there a little bit beyond what I am cool with temperature-wise. And if you are listening to me right now and you are somebody who takes SSRIs like I do, you are more susceptible to dehydration. So make sure that you are having lots of water. I have started boosting up my water with electrolyte stuff. I haven't found one that I really like yet. So if you already do that and you have a favorite, let me know. I at this point, with the two that I've had, I would rather it just be flavorless at this point. So if you know a really tasty flavored electrolyte water mix powder stuff, let me know, because I would be keen and interested in making sure that I live. Also, if you're listening and you take SSRIs, don't eat grapefruit. I don't know why, but you're not supposed to eat grapefruit. And I miss grapefruit. It's been years. I miss you, grapefruit. You were a good, you were a chill hang. Oh, God. It's kind of nice. This is a good show. I think I ruined it by calling it out, but I think this has been a good show so far. Only halfway through, though, so I guess we'll see what the second hour holds. Maybe I'll try and do a second hour mixtape or something. All right, folks. This is it. This is the end of the first hour, just about. We're going to listen to Necronomicon by Grail Knights to end things off. And I hope you will come back for the next hour. But if you don't, make sure that you come and see me September 6th at Bulkley Valley Brewing with Elysium, Download History, and Luna Flora. And come and see me do a little solo show in Prince Rupert on the 20th. I will be there all by my lonesome at Port City Spirits. So come out and dance. That would make me feel good if you did that. Let's all just take a breath, huh? Everybody take a breath. My dog is grumbling at me right now. She is not taking a breath. I think we all do need to take a breath, but you're not allowed to have dead air on the radio, so I'm not going to do that on the radio. So what have we learned this hour? We've learned that there's lots of good music out there. You just have to look for it. We've learned that the Superman movie is good. And if you are kicking the states while they're down, you should get your shit together. I think that's what we've learned this hour. All right, folks. Grail Knights, Necronomicon. Stick around here for some more Syrup Moose Radio after this.
You are listening to